Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, October 20th. Thank you guys so much for being here. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We are back for a Monday morning. I'm telling you, the weekends just go by way too fast.
Yeah.
I was like, so how are we back? It's already Monday. I feel like that weekend just flew by. And not only that, but like my sleep gets all messed up on the weekend because I'm, I get to sleep in a little bit. I'll stay up a little later. I could not fall asleep last night. I think I got maybe like an hour and a half of sleep last night.
What?
I know. Like I think it was 12:30 and I was just laying there and I was like, I didn't want to look at the clock because I knew if I looked at the clock, I'd get stressed out. And, yeah. And in my mind, I'm guessing. I'm like, what time is it? I was like, it's probably 11:30. So I look at the clock and it was 12:30. I was like, oh no. And after that, I couldn't fall back to sleep.
I do the same thing. It's like, okay, if it's 12, because when I can't sleep, I like think about, is it too late to take a little bit of melatonin? Because for me, melatonin, it works. But if I take too much of it, it gets me so groggy or drowsy when I wake up. So if it's past 12:30, I won't take a melatonin. But it's before it, like let's say I try to go to, if it's still 11 or 11:30, I'm like, okay, I'll take some melatonin. But
you don't get that melatonin hangover if it's before 12:30?
Yeah, it's like a melatonin hangover is a good way to put it, for sure.
Yeah, I'm afraid of taking anything that makes me sleep because I just will not wake up. I am a sleeper. Once I'm asleep, I am asleep. We had a good weekend here. How was your weekend?
Oh my God, my weekend was whirlwind of craziness, but also so much fun. So Friday I went to the Aces Championship Parade and I met some, the Aces Parade was so much fun. I met up with our friend Jan and she was out there and it was so much fun. Oh my God, the crowd was crazy. Did you watch it on TV?
Oh yeah, we were watching on TV. We were like, wow. It was and so well deserved. I loved seeing so many people show up. I missed the beginning of it because I had some stuff I had to do, but when I got home, I was just like, it was like the timing was perfect because it took them a little while to get to the actual stage.
Yeah, it did. But it was so fun. Once they finally got on stage, they were so fun. They were just hyping the crowd up. And then Saturday, I told you I was going to my friend's wedding in San Diego.
Yeah.
And that was so much fun. I flew in Saturday morning. Then I flew out Sunday morning. And I think I got 2 hours of sleep Saturday night from the wedding, and I was just so exhausted.
So worth it. Did you get to sleep yesterday?
I did get to sleep yesterday, but this is the funny thing. last night, I think I only got 4 hours of sleep. I woke up at 1 a.m. this morning, and I just couldn't go back to sleep. So I just stayed awake.
You're going to have a crash out this afternoon. You're just going to be like, oh.
I feel like we might both crash out after the show today.
Yeah. I have stuff I have to do today. I was like, oh, who schedules stuff on a Monday?
But
My daughter made a comment. She's like, is Steph at the church on my school campus? And I was like, I have no idea. I'm like, why? She's like, you or your husband had posted something that you were at the wedding, and she's like, she's at the Immaculate, which is the church on her campus. And I was like, oh my gosh, it must be. She didn't say anything about it. And then I went and looked, and your husband had posted that you guys were there.
So it's so funny because I knew it was at a church, right? And I'm like, wait, okay, where is this church at? Because I never really looked up the address. I just knew it was like in the Point Loma area. We get there, I'm like, oh my God, this church is at Sophie's school.
Yeah, she was all excited. She's like, she's right by me.
Yes, and I didn't know if she was in town or not.
Oh, she was? Yeah, okay. But she had her friend's birthday that we saw her doing.
Oh, yes, so. I saw the photos.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, that was not her friend in that photo.
Oh, it was
that
not was, her friend?
That,
okay.
Was that was a different friend.
Okay.
Whose birthday it was not in the photos.
Interesting.
By design.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, that was an interesting story when you told us about your daughter.
Yeah,
friend.
Go to the podcast and listen to that if you don't know what we're talking about.
But
so.
Good weekend overall for you on like the relaxing end too.
Well, yeah, I had a couple things I had to do this weekend. My husband took me to see Alanis Morissette on Saturday night, which was absolutely incredible. Never have I seen a show like it before. It was just there. We'll talk about it later, but yeah, it was amazing. So we had a really good time there. Yesterday, helped my daughter. She volunteered for the breast cancer walk, so helped her a little bit with that.
Nice.
And then yeah, just watched a lot of football and F1 yesterday. It was a very good day. Yeah, so much to catch you guys up on from the weekend. Can't wait to hear about how your weekend was. If you ever want to call or text the show, we are here. We'd love to hear from you. 702-364-9400. It's Mercedes in the morning. There are some things that I think we need to rename immediately. This weekend I was talking to a friend about fantasy football, and I mentioned that I have the quarterback Joe Burrow on my team. Do you know who Joe Burrow
is?
Yeah,
of course, from the Bengals, right?
Yes, exactly. So I still have him on my team because he's hurt right now, but I'm just anxiously awaiting for when he returns, and I don't want to drop him and then have him return and just make this huge comeback. But he's out right now because he got hurt, and he's out with something called turf toe.
Turf toe?
Turf toe. And I was like, okay, what's that? He stubbed his toe? Like, why is he being out for so long? Turf toe?
Yeah.
I think Brock Purdy is also out because of turf toe. Sounds harmless. I was like, okay, so maybe he skinned it on the turf. Like, cute little name, nothing major. So I'm like, why is he still out? So I start looking it up. I'm like, what is turf toe? I start reading about it, and it turns out he has a grade 3 turf toe injury, which is the worst kind. Basically, the tissue in his toe has completely torn and ripped. And his toe is dislocated, and he had to have surgery.
What?
Turf toe makes it sound so cute. Like, but it's not. It's like Armageddon. This thing is serious. It sounds like something that happens when you step wrong at a barbecue. Oh, I got turf toe.
Oh, oh yeah, oh, like oh, a stub.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not that. It should be called something different, like toe detonation or... the big snap or something. That is, it should not be called a cute little name like turf toe.
I had no idea that a turf toe, that this, there wasn't even a name for this type of injury. When they think turf toe, it just sounds so pretty, like a tutu.
Yeah.
Like a tutu on a ballerina.
It's nothing. It doesn't sound like it's serious. So then I started diving deeper. I'm like, there are other things that sound cute that should not sound cute. They're more serious. Do you have one of those? 702-364-9400. Do you know what a sparkle muffin is?
A sparkle muffin? No.
Have you ever heard of a sparkle muffin?
What is it?
It's a scariest looking spider I've ever seen in my life.
A sparkle muffin is a spider?
It's a spider.
I'm looking this up right now.
You guys, look up a sparkle muffin spider. That thing is terrifying.
Okay, wait, no. The sparkle muffin is actually really cute.
If that thing started crawling on your wall, would you be like, oh, how cute?
Okay, maybe not. No, but it's pretty, like on pictures.
Okay, it's colorful. Yes. I'll give you that. But I'm sorry. We should not be calling spiders sparkle muffins. It makes it sound like it's some seasonal muffin at Starbucks or something. This is a venomous spider, a real life 8-legged panic attack. I am like, why are we calling this a sparkle muffin?
If we need to start renaming things like this, like sparkle muffin should actually be like, I'm about to kill you and you ain't gonna live for the rest of your life.
I'm so distraught. If something can bench a pro quarterback or make me scream and throw my shoe, it shouldn't sound adorable. We need to rename these things immediately. Do you have something else that just needs to be renamed? We're getting some text. A pink eye needs a new name. There's nothing cute or pink about what happened.
No, not at all.
That is so true.
I think of something that needs to be renamed because the visual, right when I hear it, is camel toe.
Oh, God.
When I hear camel toe, I think, oh, you know, when at first, when you're innocent and you're young, the first time you hear camel toe, it's like, oh, like a desert animal going to the zoo and its little paws. No, honey. It's because their leggings are on way too tight.
No, seriously, this text says, I vote that we rename morning sickness to anytime, anywhere, ruin your life, nausea. Yes.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Monday. It's October 20th, 6:03. Thank you guys for being here. Hope you had a great weekend. It was a beautiful weekend and so much going on in town. You actually skipped town for a little bit. It was like really quick, huh?
It was a 24-hour trip. I had a wedding on Saturday, and I gotta tell you, Mercedes, I'm hurting right now. My body hurts. I'm so sore. My feet have blisters on them.
Oh, no.
And this all has to do with what I wore on Saturday to the wedding. And you know, us girls, we like to like dress up, wear our heels. But I think it had to do with the service that it was at, too. And this is no shade at all to any like ceremonies that are take place at Catholic churches. And when I know I'm going into a wedding or if I'm going to church at a Catholic church, I know I'm going to be going up and standing and sitting and kneeling and praying. And that's exactly what I did in these cheapo heels I got from Amazon.
No.
So I'm out here and the priest is, you know, if you've been to a Catholic church, you're consistently standing up to pray or to sing or whatever. And it's not that part. It's just the constantly going up and down and up and down and kneeling and stuff. I felt like I was getting a full body workout on at
this
wedding.
It's a lot. As someone who was raised in the Catholic Church, I can totally relate to what you're saying.
So halfway through, I'm like, I looked over to my sister-in-law. I'm like, girl, my feet are hurting. And she goes, mine too. I'm like, would you judge me if I take my shoes off? She goes, no, because I'm about to do them with you. So there we are, barefoot in the middle of this Catholic church. And we just couldn't help it. And I'm like, how am I going to survive the reception? So after the wedding was over, of course, I put my heels back on. I'm walking to greet everybody. And I went up to the maid of honor and I asked her, I said, girl, would it be weird if I brought my sneakers to the reception? She goes, absolutely not. I'm changing to my sneakers right out of outside I get them.
Oh,
this church.
Good. It's that kind of reception. Nice.
Yes, but it honestly, the heels, it ruined the reception, the ceremony for me. I wasn't into it. Like, I was just in the back, just like waiting and dreading and ready to get out of there because those heels, man, I tell you, I should have gone with something a little bit more pricier, better quality.
No, I think it's just heels in general. They are the worst thing that has ever been done to women. Like, they look so beautiful on, But I don't think people realize the pain they cause. They mm-hmm. It's just brutal. Your feet are not meant to be in that position for that long of a period of time. And so I think we need to normalize sneakers at important events.
Yes.
I am with you 100%. With me, I remember I wore this strapless dress to a wedding once. And I thought it looked great until I realized halfway through dinner it was basically like trying to saw me in half. Like the boning in it was like digging into my ribs so bad I couldn't even take like a full breath. I'd go, but then as soon as I'd breathe in, it was like cutting into me. And I was smiling in the pictures, but behind the scenes, I was like strategizing. I'm like, how do I work my way out of this dress without causing a scene? And so I left, and I was with my sister, I was with my mom, and then my brother and my dad were doing something else, and I left. I was like, I need to borrow the car because I need to go get a different dress. So I ran to Target and I just got some sundress that,
oh my gosh,
because it was killing me.
Comfort over everything. I'm telling you, like when I went to this reception, I'm out here in this nice, beautiful gown with my white Air Forces. I'm like, hey, everybody, the party's here.
I think Air Forces are the shoe that will go with basically anything as long as they're clean. Ooh. If they're dirty, now you're borderline jank.
So when I'm going home back to the hotel, I'm here with my Air Forces. I'm like, oh my god, I can't show up to this. I'm getting my life on wipes.
Yeah, get your little Jason Mark wipes and clean those suckers.
Yeah, thank god for those Air Forces though.
I love it. Well, we have a lot coming up on the show this morning. You don't want to go anywhere because 7 o'clock, another round of Beat Mercedes. You guys, we're up to a $650 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. It's a Minden Monday. Let's give this thing away. Also at 7:30, your tickets to see Doja Cat will be given those away with the Mega Minute. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Brandy and Monica's tour hit some unexpected drama in Chicago over the weekend, and it ended without their biggest song. I'll tell you what happened coming up next and what's trending.
Check in on the hot topic.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1?
Brandy and Monica are trending this morning. Now, you may have heard that they are on tour. They just kicked off their tour, The Boy Is Mine tour, but it hit a snag on Saturday night when they were on stage at the United Center. Brandy suddenly just walked off the stage mid-song. She told the crowd that she said, give me one second, y'all, I gotta get my, and then she just went backstage. She never returned.
Oh my god.
She was gone. So Monica continued with the show. She wrapped up the night without performing this song. I think everyone was anxiously awaiting The Boy Is Mine from 1998. Fans were all over social media, like, what is happening? Posting clips. There's a lot of confusion. Why did it end early? Well, we finally have an answer. Brandy, she posted a very heartfelt apology on Facebook. She explained that she was experiencing dehydration and she felt like she was about to faint on stage. She thanked the fans for their support. Monica, she thanked her profusely for stepping up with grace and professionalism. The two kicked off their tour on Thursday in Cincinnati, and this was like a reunion in the making.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been waiting more than two decades for that one, but she's okay. It was just, she was not feeling good.
Oh my God, I'm glad to hear that. And I know that everybody has been so excited about this tour, but I think about like the production crew and like Monica at that time when you hear, oh no, you know, Brandy's out for the rest of the show and she has to step up. Would you have continued if you were Monica and made that, no, I want to do the song, The Boy Is Mine. These people have been waiting for this song. We've got to do it. Or do you think that she made the right decision by not doing that song?
Well, I think that, how can she do that song alone?
Yeah.
You know, that it's like a two-part thing. And I'm sure she could have, you know, worked her way through it and done, you know, a version of it. But I do get it. And she was probably just as thrown off as anyone. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh, I got to carry the rest of the show now. What am I going to do? So, I mean, I think she handled it as best as she could, given the circumstance. And she even at one point, I was watching some of the videos that people posted, just said, hey, let's just send out all of our prayers to our girl. And it was just kind of a scary situation. No one knew what was going on. Some good news is the tour stops here in Las Vegas, T-Mobile Arena on November 7th. So it was a rough night in Chicago, but if you've got tickets to the show here in Vegas, the show is still on. Hopefully you get to hear that song and so many more. Definitely sending good vibes out to Brandy, and that is what's trending.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all-access pass in October.
I always think, like, things that are so fascinating in the sky, I don't know, I always want to see them. And so if you are the same, tomorrow night, the sky is putting on a show. Two rare green comets, Comet Lemon and Comet Swan, are making their closest approaches to Earth, cruising by at about 55 million miles. NASA says you're going to be able to spot them shortly after sunset in the western sky. If you're lucky, you might catch them with the naked eye, but they say binoculars or a small telescope will make it a lot clearer. The best view will be away from the city lights. So this might be a good time to go visit your friend out in Pahrump or something like that. You might get a clearer version of that. But I don't know. I just love seeing all the crazy things in the Las Vegas sky.
I always think about the people that know about this stuff. Like, how do they know that a comet is going to do, like, at that miles per hour? And who names these things? Comet Lemon and Comet Swan? That's incredible.
I mean, these astronomers, man, they're tracking all this stuff. They are on it. So, yeah, make sure you check that out tomorrow. Also, this morning, a new survey has found that 1 in 3 Gen Z singles admits to going on a date just to score a free meal. Yep. Forget about the butterflies. This is about the breadsticks instead.
Yep.
They say rising rent, inflation, student debt. That has made dating a strategic operation. Some people say it's harmless, just a way to socialize without paying. Others are saying it's a sign of just how expensive and transactional the dating has gotten. Gen Z isn't always looking for love. Sometimes they're just looking at the menu instead.
That makes me sad, first of all, just because I know the way of the world, we're all just kind of working in debt here and everything's more expensive. But to know that Gen Z is actually doing this for maybe just not love, just to get a free meal. Oh, that hurts my heart.
It hurts my heart for the person who is in it because they do want something.
Yeah.
You know, the person that asked them out, the person that's taking them out and saying, hey, you know, hoping that this could develop into something, when the other person is just doing it to get something free with no intentions. That's who I hurt for. I mean, if the people that are just looking for a free meal could find each other and they could trade off paying, like, yes! That would be fine. Like, do that.
Let's make an app for that.
Yeah, like, you're nothing but food, call it, instead of love. Nothing but food, where you guys just take turns paying for things. Hey, I don't get paid till next week. Can you spot me a meal this week? Yes, and then I got you next week. That way you don't hurt the people that are really looking for love.
Yes, with your daughters and Gen Z, do you, and not the love part, but like the financial part, do you see them worried about their future in that way?
I think I noticed that a lot of stuff is centered around, like, paying back. Like my daughter, she has she's on our Costco membership, so when they make a Costco run, she pays for all of it, but then she immediately Venmo requests them, like,
yeah,
can you pay me back, like, right now, because she knows she has to pay us back because she's putting it on our credit card. So it's really centers around money, and they don't go out that often because it just is too expensive. They like to stay at home and watch Netflix or something.
It's funny because wasn't there things like here in Vegas, they're like, we're trying to get Gen Z to drink more because, you know, alcohol sales are down. Well, maybe if you lower the alcohol prices, Gen Z will start buying drinks more.
$30 for a drink, they're not gonna sign up for that.
No.
Finally, this morning, this is a pretty rock solid way to find out who your friends are. There's a 74-year-old man in India, and he faked his death and staged a mock funeral just so he could see who would attend. His name is Mohan Lal, and he's a former Air Force veteran from a village there in India, and he wanted to see how many people cared about him. So he asked some relatives to spread the word about his passing and had others take him to the crematorium on a decorated bier to make it a believable thing. Well, hundreds of residents rushed to join the ceremony, which made him so happy and reassured him that the community actually respected him.
Oh my God.
The shocking moment came when he got up from his casket during the funeral. He was asked why he went through all this trouble, and he said he wanted to witness people carrying his bier, which is like how they bring them in,
okay,
and see how much respect and affection people would give him. So he's asking for forgiveness from the locals for the mock funeral, and he organized a huge feast for everyone to go to afterwards.
I am so mad, but I'm also so impressed at the same time. Like, how do you have that much time, that much money to tell your friends to organize this event? And funerals, they cost thousands of dollars. What are you doing, dude?
I know. But at the same time, aren't you a little curious, too?
No.
Are you like, I wonder who?
I don't.
Or do you have any rules like so-and-so is not allowed to be there?
You know, I haven't gotten to that part of my life yet, but I have a feeling that I will think about, like, I really don't want this person there. Do you have people that you don't want at your funeral?
I hate to be like that person that's like, absolutely not. Like, if someone wants to come and pay their respects, like, let them. I don't really have a list, but there are a couple names that do come to mind.
Oh, and I think about, like, would you put on like a fake funeral for yourself? Would you ever do anything like this?
I would never do anything like that. But I'm not going to say, like, you do wonder, like, would this person show up? Nah, they wouldn't.
I'm checking your pulse. When I get to your body, I'm checking your pulse.
I'm going to sit up. Ha, I gotcha. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Oh, my 90s heart is healed this morning. Have you ever, like, had your 90s heart or your 2000s heart or your 80s heart or any decade have that portion of your heart healed? I felt like I had just had it all stitched up after going to the Atlantis concert this weekend. Wow. I am still kind of like blown away by what I witnessed. I've seen Atlantis in concert over 10 times in my entire life. Yeah, she's like my number one. She was, made such an impression on me. And the second the lights went down at the Coliseum at Caesars, man, just something shifted in me. And it wasn't just nostalgia. It was like being dropped right back into that version of myself who lived and breathed those songs. And then she started singing, you know, Hand in My Pocket, and that was it. My throat tightened, my heart just got so swollen, I can't even talk. And suddenly I don't know, I was singing everything from Muscle Memory. Have you ever had something like that happen to you where it healed your whatever decade's heart? 702-364-9400. I feel like these songs came at such a formative time in my life that I didn't just hear it like back then. I felt it. And I was surrounded by a sea of people who clearly had that same story in their head too, which was really cool. What was funny is, it's unlike any other show I've ever seen.
Yeah, tell me more. Like, is it what different from just her regular tours from back in the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, she would come out and then she would pull out this whiteboard. And when you knew when the whiteboard came out, she was about to teach you a lesson about something, about how we process information, about how we feel things, about the eight emotions that every human experiences in life. Like, she had a lesson. It was almost like therapy / giving her backstory / a concert. Did anyone else see it? I remember we had a listener call last week and said, you're in for a treat. You're going to love this show. And I can't even tell you, like, I've never seen anything like it. So I was just all up, like, felt so healed after I left that show. And I was talking to my daughter about it. And now she's officially in her Atlantis era. She was whisper singing songs to me. She's like, oh, And I was like, "Are you? What are you doing?" She goes, "I'm studying Alanis. When I come out there, I want to go see the show."
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah.
So what about you? Have you ever, what healed your younger self? 702-364-9400. Maybe it was a concert. Maybe it was a show. Maybe it was a song that brought it all back and just made your heart feel a little lighter. I can't stress enough. I hope she adds more shows because this was one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. It was so amazing.
I am so happy for you. I saw your photos and videos and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's living her best younger self life right now.
Oh, it was so amazing. It was so much fun. You know what's funny? I posted a bunch of videos and I could not like believe how many people were like saying the same things as I did. And you know who saved my video? You know how I can see if someone saves it?
Yeah.
Maren Morris.
What?
Yeah,
the singer. Country singer?
She saved my video for some reason. I was like, why did Maren Morris just save my video?
Oh my God, you're
on
famous.
On TikTok. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, so famous. But has anyone ever experienced that? What healed your 90s heart, your 80s heart, your 70s heart, your 2000s heart? 702-364-9400.
I will never forget this day back in July when I went to the Beyonce concert when she brought out Destiny's Child.
Oh, yes. I remember you were like just soaring for like a week after that.
And not only that, remember leading up to it, like I want to go to this show so bad. Yes. I just know the last show of her tour, she's going to do something special. Did I expect her to bring out Destiny's Child? Absolutely not. But when they came up rising from the risers in the stage and they start playing this song,
I would have passed out.
I was like, what in the world? What life am I living? It brought me back to me being in the early 2000s, just with my friends on repeat, listening to this album over and over and over again. I couldn't believe it after that. I said, I cannot believe I just witnessed history. She brought out Destiny's Child during the last stop of her Cowboy Carter tour.
And it healed your 2000s heart.
It did.
I love it. Let's talk to Sophia. Sophia, good morning. What healed your whatever decade heart?
Oh my goodness. 90s R&B, Boys to Men. My husband just took us for our 20-year wedding anniversary to see Boys to Men at the Cosmopolitan. And I was like 16 again, just singing those songs out loud. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. The sound takes me back to that time too. It was just like such a like simple, romantic kind of time. And they were everything.
I remember seeing them too, Sophia. Didn't it make you just cry? I cried during that.
I did. I think I had like my face hurt from smiling and my eyes were like welled with tears the whole time.
Oh,
I felt 16 again. I just, oh my God.
There's such a nostalgia to Boys to Men. Or remember this one too.
The ultimate heartbreak songs.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to cry. Oh, thank you so much, Sophia. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, what healed your decade heart?
So Enrique Iglesias sang Hero to me on stage at MGM Grand in 2002. And every time I'm in like a grocery store or whatever and it randomly comes on, oh, it takes me back. So
he sang to you? I know that's his thing, right? He picks someone from the audience to bring up on stage?
Yeah, I was the hero girl before Anna Kournikova came along.
Oh! That is a badge of honor. Seriously, I love that. Thank you, Jessica. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, what healed your 90s or your other decade heart?
I took my daughter to see the Spice Girls when they came to Vegas.
Oh.
I was more excited than she was.
Now, everyone related to one of the Spice Girls. Which one was it for you? Sarah? Sarah, are you there?
Oh,
yeah. Which Spice Girl was your favorite?
God, I don't know. I love them all.
You were like...
Oh, God. I don't know.
That's like picking one of your favorite children on that one. We're getting so many texts. Backstreet Boys in 2019, when they sang I Want It That Way, I turned into my middle school self in 2 seconds flat. This one says, hearing Green Day play Good Riddance, Time of Your Life live healed a part of me I didn't even know was broken. I ugly cried and I regret nothing. And then this one says, I went to see NSYNC on the reunion night when they did that Bye 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 dance. I swear my teenage self high-fived myself.
Aww.
Ramon, do you have an artist that healed your heart?
Artist, I mean, I don't want to be predictable, but yeah, the Backstreet Boys. I mean, show me the meaning of being lonely, right? It just, I don't know. It just comforts me, and even at the gym, I'll work out to it. Yeah.
To this song, you work out to it?
Oh yeah. It gets me in the mood.
Is that like a cool down or what is it?
Because it ain't cardio, I'll tell you that
much. It works. I'm telling you, it works. Try it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Chelsea, you're caller 20.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I hear you have the whole family helping you out.
We do. We're on our way to school.
I love it. The more, the better. That means if anyone knows the answer to any of these questions, just shout it out. If we hear the correct answer, we're going to move on. You've got 10 questions you have to answer in 60 seconds for these Doja Cat tickets. Are you guys ready?
Woo! Yeah!
Oh, you guys are excited. All right, this is how it works. If you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Magic Johnson was an athlete famous for playing what sport?
Basketball.
Yes. What is the name of the superhero alter ego of Bruce Banner?
Hulk.
Yes. What is the name of the fast food chain that serves the cheesy gordita crunch?
Taco Bell.
Yes. Who is the YouTube personality known for her Songs for Littles channel?
Miss Rachel.
Yes. What city is the TV show The Office set in?
Branton.
Yes. If an angle is wider than 90 degrees, what is it called?
Obtuse.
Yes. Flo is the TV spokesperson for what insurance company?
Progressive.
Yes. What singer is set to perform at next year's Super Bowl halftime show?
Bad Bunny.
Yes. What shape has six equal sides?
Hexagon.
Yes. What venue do the Las Vegas Aces typically play at?
Michelob Ultra Arena.
Yeah! Wow, that was teamwork. You're now going to see Doja Cat. We've got tickets for you to see her at the T-Mobile Arena. Chelsea, who is the male voice helping you out there?
That's my husband. He knows everything, apparently.
Oh, you guys did really well together. I felt like it was like one question him, one question you. You guys were going back and forth. That was amazing. What a great way to kick off the week. Congratulations. Those tickets, we're going to have them all week long. Hopefully you do as well as Chelsea and her family. What a win. Congratulations. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
So this morning, Amazon Web Services had a major outage that really kind of sent a lot of the internet into chaos. Amazon says the issue has been fully mitigated, which is basically corporate speak for we just hit the reset button, but most services are up and running again. Some sites are still down, including Reddit. People have been kind of spiraling on that one. The outage didn't just hit a couple of apps, though. It took down a ton of them. Snapchat, Roblox, Fortnite, Ring, Coinbase, Venmo, Chime, Prime Video, Alexa, they were all affected. So if you couldn't log into your bank, you couldn't play Fortnite, couldn't yell at your Alexa, couldn't check your Ring camera, it wasn't your Wi-Fi, it was Amazon taking the internet out for a little nap here. Honestly, at this point, I feel like they have so much power over so many different apps that I did not realize. It's like when that one coworker has all the keys to every door in the station and they're not there. It's like, oh my gosh, how do we get in, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. Did you know that we're also having some company stuff here too because of the outages?
Yeah. It's all over. I know last night we were trying to watch something on Apple TV. Oh, The Morning Show.
Oh, nice.
So we're all excited. We're like, gonna watch it. And it's like, cannot connect your services. And so we do an update. We're like trying to figure it out. Nothing. So we ended up watching the part of The Perfect Neighbor. Have you seen that?
No. Do you like it though? Do you like The Perfect Neighbor?
We only watched the first half hour. It's sad because I know the story and I know the outcome, but it's really interesting the way it's done. Because it's all footage, like body cam footage and interviews and stuff.
Yeah. Well, are you going to continue to watch it?
Yeah. I think we'll finish it.
It's not like one of those shows like Monsters where you're like, oh, I can't watch this type of thing.
Oh, no. Do you know the story
on it? I kind of briefly know a little bit about it.
Yeah. It's nowhere near like Monsters, but it's still sad nonetheless about this woman who just will not stop calling the cops on her neighbors who their kids are outside playing as kids should do. And yeah, it's just not a happy ending. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Also this morning, if you've ever felt like your partner has the memory span of a goldfish when it comes to conversations that you've had, science says it may not be personal. It may just be brain wiring. They did this study and they found that women's brains light up more strongly in emotional and motor regions when they process emotional information. So translation, women are more likely to kind of store those feelings and the details that go with them in their long-term memory. Meanwhile, another survey of adults found that men were more likely to struggle with recalling names and dates and past conversations. So while you remember the exact outfit he was wearing during a talk you had last May, he's just standing there like, what? That happened? Experts say the best way to deal with this is not to keep score, but to kind of meet in the middle. That means, you know, repeating the key points, kind of setting reminders or saying, hey, this is important. Can you please remember this instead?
Oh my God. James is actually the opposite. He has a great memory. He remembers everything. He has a better memory than I do. The one thing with James, though, that I do realize that I have to either repeat to him or like make sure that he's focused is he's hard at multitasking. Like when he's on his phone or when he's like cutting up onions or like just distracted in the kitchen, when I'm talking to him, sometimes he doesn't hear me.
It's like one thing at a time. He only has the ability to process that.
Uh-huh, that's with James.
I totally disagree with this. I'm the one who cannot remember a single thing. And my husband literally can tell you like what I was wearing on the third time we went out to dinner. Like, it's so, I'm like, did they do this study right? I don't remember a single thing.
Mm-mm, me neither.
Ramon, in your family, between you and your wife, who remembers the best?
I have a memory of an elephant.
Really?
Yes, I am the woman in this relationship. My wife, we argue all the time because I'll tell her something. And then the next day I'm like, hey, remember we have this appointment? She was like, You never told me that. I was like, Jesus Christ, I just told you. Oh, I told you literally yesterday.
3 for 3 here. That's like the study. We need to redo it.
I know. It's all wrong. Finally, this morning, this story is wild, but also it's kind of sweet in the end. In California, a concerned neighbor called police to report a homeless man who they believed might have kidnapped a child. So police show up. They're ready to investigate. And instead, they found Chapman Hamburg. He's an artist, a dad, a man wearing every ounce of his exhaustion on his face.
Aww.
He wasn't homeless. He was just a parent who looked like he hadn't slept since preschool orientation. He could have been furious about the whole situation, but instead he chose grace. He partnered with the United Way to sell art prints that support homeless families. Since Aww. He got called on someone thinking he was homeless, he used the whole situation to bring awareness to how quick people are to make assumptions about what homelessness looks like. He even said he hopes to one day thank that neighbor, not in anger, but in solidarity for helping bring attention to this. It's a pretty sharp reminder that, you know, parenthood can make you look like you're in distress, even when you're just trying to survive. And honestly, if tired dads everywhere were mistaken for anything, it would probably be like an extra in a zombie movie or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
No kidding. And you know, I hear more about the post birth stuff about the mother is always tired. The mom, the postpartum, we got to care. Which, of course, to not discredit the moms, but I don't hear too much about the dads, the tired dads, the dads that do more, that need to step up more in those situations.
Yeah, I think that they do get neglected. I think a lot of it does have to do with, you know, the mom dealing with the postpartum, and I'm talking about the hormones and what's going on in your body. I don't think the dads have to endure that, and if they do, it's not to the level that the moms do. But let's face it, just parents everywhere can relate to that. Some days you're just exhausted, and there's times where, you know, I'll drive in here to work and I'm like, I don't even remember driving in here. How did I get here?
That was me earlier. I was like, wait, we're starting the show. I thought it was still 4 a.m. It's 5:30.
Oh man, imagine when you have kids. Oh no. You know, parenting can be such a tricky balance between protecting your kids and then pushing your kids. And sometimes love doesn't always look like the hugs and the comfort. Sometimes it looks like tough love. And that's the kind of love that doesn't always feel good in the moment, but you know down the road it can make a huge difference. And Ramon, you actually are doing something right now with your son that a lot of people consider to be tough love. Is it going too far? Is it just the right amount of tough love? What's going on?
So when my son was moved, so my son plays baseball. When he was moving up divisions, so he went from, you know, T-ball, whatever, and then he went up to coach pitch. You know, coach pitch, they just loft the ball literally to them.
It's a bunch of meatballs just being thrown right across the plate. I get it.
Underhand,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Then you move up to single A. Single A is when kids start to pitch to batters, so it's live pitching. And when he first started, he was terrified. He would run away from the box, the batter's box. He would swing at pitches after the catcher would catch them just so they could be called strikes. So, you know, he could strike out and go sit down. And so when I was like, it would, oh my God, it would upset me so bad. And so when we would practice, just him and I, when I'm throwing pitches at him, I would throw pitches closer and closer. And I'm like, do not move and do not get scared. So eventually I started beating him. I started hitting him on purpose. And I was like, and if you cry, you're running laps.
Oh my gosh.
I got him.
You're purposely hitting your son with pitches?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm telling him, look, man, these kids aren't throwing 100 miles an hour. It's not going to hurt. You have a helmet on. I'm like, maybe I'm throwing a little faster, but I was like, but I'm not going to bruise you. So I would hit him. I would beat him. And I was like, if you cry, you're running laps. Let me tell you, mom wasn't on board. But let me tell you now, he's one of the best hitters on the team.
Oh my gosh,
it worked. Yeah, he stands in the box and he's bam, 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 bam.
That to me, okay, I thought this was currently happening. This is what you did to prepare him, and now it was something, the tough love worked.
Yeah, he's a superstar.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Have you ever had a tough love lesson that at the time was painful, that was rough, or maybe you did it to your kid and then in the end everybody wins. And then what do you think of this one? Did he cry the first time you actually hit him with a ball?
Oh, he started bawling.
And you made him run.
And he was running laps in tears.
So what was going through your dad's head at the moment when that happened?
I thought it was just tough love. I was like, he's going to learn from it and he's going to get better from it. And I could have been wrong. I could have totally been wrong. He could have been like, I don't want to play baseball anymore. Luckily, he's still playing.
Was there a turning point where you knew like, okay, this is working. I can tell that this is actually working.
He hit this ball over the fence and I was like, oh, we got something here. Wait a minute.
Wow.
Did you guys have any tough love parenting, any lessons for you?
I mean, for me, honestly, I was really taught gentle parenting from my parents because my grandparents, for my mom's side and my dad's side, they were very tough love, very old fashioned. And if there was any type of misbehavior or anything like that, it was always very strict. Then they came along with me and my brothers, and they said that is the exact opposite of what we want to do. We want to do gentle parenting. And I tell you right now, I am so sensitive. Like when I was a little girl, I would cry over everything. I remember when they would like try to teach me lessons, I would be so stubborn. So there were some times that I wish that my parents taught me more tough love, but like, honestly, I got away with a lot of stuff. And I think it's because of the gentle parenting my parents did.
Do you think you're too soft because of that?
I do think sometimes I do need to set more boundaries for myself. And I do think that sometimes I could be a little bit more hard-shelled. I need to learn it. And I wish I was kind of taught like that more as a kid.
That I'm curious, what's the biggest tough love lesson you were ever taught? 702-364-9400. This text says, my dad made me mow the lawn in 110 degree Vegas heat because I forgot to take out the trash. He said, character is built in the sun. This one said, when I was scared to go on roller coasters, my mom straight up buckled me in and waved goodbye as the ride took off. Guess who loves roller coasters now?
What? I would freak out. I would know. I could not have done that.
I remember the biggest tough love lesson. I think it went too far personally. It was from my dad, and I did lie about something. I cannot for the life of me remember what I lied about, but he caught me in a lie and he said, if you lie to me, you've lost all privacy in your life. And he took the door off the hinges to my bedroom, literally took it off. I didn't even know you could remove the doors. And so I went in my room one day and he didn't tell me. And so I go to close it and I'm like, I was just so confused. I'm like, what happened to my door? And I was like, my door is missing. And he's like, yeah, and it's going to be missing until you start telling the truth again. And I was just like, it was just so weird. It was so weird. And I don't necessarily know that it made me stop lying, but it certainly helped me stop getting caught in lies.
Do you think that you teach tough love to your daughters or your husband teaches them tough love?
I think that my husband is kind of like the guy, I don't know if it's tough love, but he will raise his voice at them and he tells them just how it is and he doesn't sugarcoat thing. And I'm more of like the nurturing one. I don't know if that's kind of how it is with you and Jackie. Ramon, like I'm the one that when you need love and affection, you come to me. And then when it's time to get in trouble, you go to dad.
Yes, it's I would agree 100%. It's pretty much the same over here. I'd get my, you know, my dad voice. And it works.
But real talk, was this tougher on him, the baseball thing, or is it tougher on him when you told him he had to be a Raiders fan?
Oh, man, it's funny. After that game yesterday, we were all crying. Come on, now. That's a low. See, now you took it too far. Took it too far. Too low. That was a low blow.
I'm sorry. But I just kept thinking about you during that whole game yesterday. I was like,
I'm always thinking about Ramon and his family.
I apologize.
During being a Raiders fan, I'm like, oh, Ramon's probably hitting his head against the wall right now.
Did you ease him into the fandom or were you just like, welcome to the pain?
He's like, welcome to the dark side, the terrible side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Enough is enough when it comes to the gym. Have you ever gone to the gym and then you go to work out and you realize, like, this is not a gym. This is like a movie studio. Like, there's a tripod next to the dumbbells and someone's got a ring light that they brought by the squat rack. And and you're walking around like trying to dodge every camera that's set up. I actually have started working out at home again because, like, I admire people who film their workouts and post them. And I'll tell you, sometimes I see some of these videos and they motivate me or give me ideas on exercises I want to try. Like, oh, wow, I didn't know that's what that machine did.
Yeah, so, true.
So I'm not against, like, filming in the gym at all. But have you guys noticed that it's like almost every person is filming in the gym now? I feel like now I'm avoiding it because I don't want to accidentally walk in someone's video. And I've done that before. And I see how frustrated they get with me. Like, ugh. And then they go and they reset up their thing and restart it. Or I'm in the background. And then I'm like, I don't want them to post this where here I am, like, trying to do my workout. Has anyone been in that situation? Do you think filming at the gym should be banned altogether? Do you find yourself dodging cameras? Like, what's the etiquette when it comes to filming at the gym? 702-364-9400.
Ramon, I know you go to the gym because I just go work out at home. What is it like when you're going there?
So yeah, a lot of times, well, recently, it's like walking on eggshells, right? You're dodging, you're maneuvering. And the biggest issue with me are the ones that roll their eyes when you walk in the shot,
right? Yes.
That's the biggest ones. And it's like, look, man, I'll try to go around or whatever, but if this is the only way, then I'm walking through your shot. Like, it is what it is. It's a public area. And even last week, some guy didn't even have a tripod. So he asked me to hold his phone.
What?
And I was like, all right, well, I'll give you this one set. I'm not going to follow you around the gym and, you know, record your whole workout.
Yeah, it's crazy because I get the videos. I do like them. I save a lot of them that
yeah.
I see. But, the people get so mad at you, and it's like, I didn't mean to walk in this. I'm so sorry. I'm just literally walking machine to machine. What do you guys think? This text just came in. It said, I straight up pretend I don't see the camera. I'm not walking around just to get to the leg press. Someone once gave me a dirty look for walking in front of their shot. I said, it's a gym, not a film set. Then I did my set right behind them. Audra, good morning. What do you think?
Absolutely, it should be banned. It's an invasion of privacy. It takes a lot of guts for people, I think, to even go to the gym in the first place to feel comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I agree on a total ban. As long as it's on you, like, that's cool. I'm cool with it. But mm-hmm. you think it's just way too much.
Right, Mercedes, like, you can join a private gym where, like, there's less people. It's even more aesthetic. Like, it seems like a bit much when there's a bunch of people who are probably nervous about being.
Yeah, I do get paranoid about being in other people's videos. Or have you seen those videos? You know that Joey Swole guy?
Yeah.
When he's like, "You do better." Where people will film other people working out and like make fun of them.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like maybe their form isn't 100%, or maybe they are doing something that they think is funny. And it's like, I don't want to be in one of those videos either, you know?
I love the gyms because I do my, like, a broadcast and stuff from EOS. And a lot of these newer gyms that they're building, they actually have different zones specifically for content creation.
Really?
So it's so cool. I'll walk in there and then it's like you're walking into a place that you know you're going to be filmed. That's awesome. Now, on the other hand, if I were to go to these gyms purposely, I would move to just like another machine in general. I do not like the way I look. I do not the way I, even like in my workout clothes, like I feel so uncomfortable knowing that I might be on someone's video.
Yeah. And you know, like they're not going to say, "Hey, you're in my video. I'm going to post this." Just so it's like you'll be scrolling TikTok one day and all of a sudden you're in the background doing pushups. Like,
there's my double chin.
Yeah. Jay, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I'm actually parking into the gym right now. I don't care either way, as long as you respect everybody else's privacy.
Have you ever accidentally like walked into someone's shot or anything and had someone say something to you?
Personally, no, but I've seen it happen.
What do you think is the protocol for something like that? It's like, this is a public gym. I should be able to walk where I want without you ridiculing me, you know?
Yes. So I don't know if you guys heard of this content creator called, his name is Joey Swole.
Oh yeah, we were just talking about him. Yeah, yeah, where he calls out all the haters.
Yeah, exactly. And he basically says everything I want to say to the person filming.
Yeah, he's a good follow. I really like him because he's like, you should just be proud that you made it to the gym. You shouldn't have to worry about stuff like this. Someone just texted, "I don't mind people filming, but if your camera is in my way, you better be ready for me to star in your content." This one says, "I'm convinced some people don't even work out. They just set up lighting, film three reps and leave."
Oh my God, that's so crazy. What if they really do that?
I mean, maybe they do. Sometimes the videos I see and save, these are women who do not look like they are sweating at all. They look perfect. Their ponytail is perfect. Like they have the cutest little outfit on. And I'm like, wow, I do not look like that at all.
I have an idea. We should go into these videos and just start messing around, like being in the back and just being like, hey, doing little dances, and maybe they'll stop doing videos.
No,
like
they're
that.
Just going to add that for content. That's what they thrive on.
Right.
This tick says, "At my gym in Summerlin, the girl had an entire production going, like mic'd up. I thought she was about to anchor the news, not do Bulgarian split squats." Kathy, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Okay, I have a solution for some of the older gyms that don't have the separated areas. They should have designated hours for filming and no filming.
Yes.
Brilliant.
That is a golden hour. You're entitled to film if you want. When the lighting is its best. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. Kelsey, you are caller 20. Let's do this. Heads up time. Let's get you these tickets to see Nikki Glaser and David Spade. Pick a category. Do you want to go with MasterChef, Right On, Scary Movies, Back to the 80s, or Around the World?
Oh, gosh. It's new Scary Movies.
Scary Movies. It is National Horror Movie Day. I don't know what is going on
that
with my microphone.
That is weird. Yeah.
It like keeps cutting in and out. Okay. National Horror Movie Day is on Thursday. And so these are just different scary movies. Okay, Kelsey?
Okay.
Okay. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. Ready to go?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is a movie takes place on October 31st.
Halloween?
Yes. This is the movie where the girl is possessed and her head spins around.
Oh, God, what's it called?
The green, like, not stuff that comes out. Let's pass. We'll come back to it. This is the one where he calls and he's like, I'm in your house. And he's got that weird ghost face mask on. Right. Yes. This is Here's Johnny, Jack Nicholson.
Shining.
Yes. This is Freddy Krueger.
The Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes. This is... On not Thursdays, but the day after, and not the 12th, but the...
Friday
the...
13th.
Yes. This is with the clown.
That's time.
Man, it wasn't. Kelsey, I'm sorry. We just missed it. I spent way too much time on The Exorcist. That is a classic, but yeah, it just... We completely spaced that one. That means I'm so sorry. You did not get Heads Up and caller 20 right now. You are going to the show. Two tickets to see Nikki Glaser and David Spade at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in January.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
This seriously sounds like it's something straight out of Ocean's 11. Yesterday morning, thieves broke into the Louvre in Paris right after it opened, and they pulled off a jewelry heist in just 7 minutes. Authorities say three or four people used a furniture elevator on a truck to reach a window, cut it open with an angle grinder, and headed straight for the Apollo room, which houses the French crown jewels. So they grabbed priceless pieces, including the crown of Empress Eugenie, and police later found, which they found later near the museum, but it was damaged. The thieves wore yellow vests so they could blend in as workers, and then they escaped on motorcycles. The museum was evacuated. It was shut down for the day while police launched an investigation. 7 minutes. That is, like, you can't get through TSA in 7 minutes. How did they do that?
Did you just say, and correct me if I'm wrong, did you say they found the jewels later on?
They found the crown.
Just the crown.
The crown, yeah. They haven't found the other ones yet. Yeah.
Okay, that is so crazy to me. They're so smart. I mean, obviously this is bad, but they're also very smart on the way they did things. They knew what they were doing.
Oh, yeah. You know they scouted it out. They planned that very, very well.
And not only that, in the middle of the day, not a nighttime thing. This story is insane to me.
I know. I wonder if they'll recover the rest of the stuff. But yeah, how do you do that? The museum is literally open. It just opened. And you go in, you go out, and you walk away with millions of dollars worth of jewels. It's crazy.
And how do they not expect, they get away with it, but like not to get caught.
Well, what do you do with the jewels is my question.
Exactly.
Like, oh, I'm just going to put them on eBay. Like, they're going to find you. So I'm not sure what you do.
You go to
that.
The pawn shop and like, these are the stolen jewels from the Louvre. Like, I'm going to get arrested if I try to sell this.
Exactly. Don't the pawn shops, don't you have to like report that stuff?
Yeah.
Is there like, man, we should have asked, Rick Harrison, like, is there a protocol when you get something that you suspect is stolen and they try to pawn it? Or is there like a database of stolen things that you kind of type in a description and look it up?
Oh, wait, I would assume so, only because if they have it in their store, now they're liable.
Yeah.
There's a liability issue there.
What a crazy story. Also this morning, if you are looking for the fittest people on the job, don't check the gym, check your yard. A new study of trade workers found that landscapers are the fittest of all trades. They looked at a bunch of different factors, things like how many steps they walk, how many heavy items do you lift, how many healthy meals do you eat, and how much they work outside of their jobs. And landscapers topped the list with 34 points. They walk more steps per day than any other trade. They average about over 12,000 steps a day, and they also spend the most time exercising outside of work. 114 minutes per week.
What?
Yeah. I would consider that my exercise if that was my job. I'm not going to the gym.
Same. If I was a landscaper, to decompress, I would want to do something mentally, like read a book.
For sure.
Like for us, when we're, you know, yes, we talk a lot, but like we're sitting most of the time. I want to be able to work out and be physical afterwards.
And not talk.
Don't talk to me. No. Don't talk to me. And I don't want to talk to you.
Plumbers came in second. Carpenters came in third for the most fit workers. So yeah, basically the rest of us are trying to close our fitness rings and landscapers are doing a full workout before we even have lunch.
You know what like job I think about that's probably they're fit but maybe don't intend to be are dog walkers.
Dog walkers?
I'm not even kidding. I saw a girl on TikTok who's a dog walker in New York City. This girl spends like 12 hours dog walking and she's fit.
I mean, if that's what you're doing, just walking. Walking is such a good exercise. Mm-hmm. I think we really underestimate how great walking is for you and how it's so low impact on your joints and stuff. I mean, I think you should still, lift weights. You definitely need to protect your muscle. But if I'm doing cardio, I just walk really fast, like put on some music and just like shut out everything because it's just so much easier on your body.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. I love walking. I'd rather walk at the park than run on the treadmill.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. Finally, this morning, this might surprise you, but according to a new survey from dating.com, Halloween, not Valentine's Day, is the loneliest day of the year for singles. 59% of singles say it's one of the most emotionally difficult holidays. In fact, 57% say it's worse than Valentine's Day, and 79% say they feel lonely on Halloween. More than half admit that they have cried while opening the door for trick-or-treaters.
What? I'm so confused.
Now you are just projecting on these children who just want candy and you're like sitting there crying. 73% said social media posts of couples and families make it harder for them because they see everyone dressed in their costumes having a great time. And 77% of people say they faked plans to avoid feeling embarrassed about staying home. So, you know, while couples are out in their matching costumes and families are posting their pumpkin patch pictures, aww, singles are just trying to make it through the night without, you know, getting bummed out, which I get it. I think Halloween, it's almost as big for adults as it is for kids sometimes.
For sure. I just am so surprised by that holiday. I would have thought, yes, Valentine's Day, but also just Christmas time. Like, I see Christmas time and I think people, like, with their families and, you know, celebrating with their loved ones. And yes, it's family, but also, like, their significant other, too.
Yeah, that's true. If you don't have any family, I don't know, maybe you look at it like I always try to find the silver lining, like the bright side. It's like, okay, you can just literally shut off the lights. Don't answer their door for trick-or-treating. For Christmas, you don't have to buy presents for a bunch
there
of people.
You go.
Like, there's a bright side to everything, yeah. Right? Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Monday. That means it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation you want us to tackle for Jerk or Justified, our listeners give the best feedback, I feel. And so all you got to do is send us an email or DM us on social, Mercedes in the AM, or through our website. It's mix941.fm. Maria sent this email. It says, good morning, guys. My name's Maria, and I'm in a fight with my boyfriend right now, so I thought it would be perfect for you to discuss for Jerk or Justified. I was looking at his phone the other day, and I'm not in his favorites. When I confronted him about it, he said he hasn't changed his favorites in over 5 years, which must be true because his ex-wife is in his favorites, which totally infuriates me. He's got 10 people in his favorites, most of which he never talks to. He talks to me at least 3 times a day. Why does he have his mother in there, who he talks to once a week? Also, he and his ex-wife only text, and it's usually about stuff with his son who lives with her. We've been together for over a year, and I'm not in his favorites. I feel so hurt by this. He says I'm overreacting and will put me in. I told him to take his ex out and put me in. Am I being a jerk here? I feel this is totally justified, and he's making me feel like I'm being crazy. Thanks for any help that you can give me. From Maria. All right. Is she being a jerk or is she justified for being upset that she's not in the favorites? Our number is 702 364-9400. I don't ever want to diminish how, you know, when someone feels bad about something. But also, I think you got to take things like, is this a big problem or is this a little problem?
Right.
You know, is it worth getting in a huge fight over? I don't know if it's worth the energy, Maria. I'll be honest. It's annoying. It's fine. He said he'll put you in. I'm kind of like, okay. Like, move on. But she's really upset by this.
I think she's frustrated and she's validated for being frustrated. Did it need to go into a blown out fight? No. But I think she's justified in feeling she wants to feel important. And these simple things like being on his favorites and him saying like, oh, I haven't changed it in 5 years. That's like saying you haven't updated your life in 5 years, dude. Update your favorites. Maybe not make it into a blown out argument. But I think she's justified on how she feels in her frustration.
I haven't changed my favorites ever. They're the same. Like, I don't even know who's on my favorites, honestly.
We got to update it. We got to update it.
Sophia, good morning. It's Jerk or Justified. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. I think that she's being a jerk. She is just looking for a reason to start a fight because what does it even matter? It's giving me, like, MySpace, like, top 10. Like, no one uses favorites.
It's like, get with the program, lady. Like, who even goes there anymore? I totally see that aside. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, good morning. What do you think, jerk or justified?
Good morning, jerk. Sorry. Guys are dumb when it comes to phones anyways. They don't put that much thought into it. So just leave it alone. Pick your battles. I get that she's frustrated, but it's just not worth it.
Yeah, is this like the thing you want to have the fight over? Like, there's plenty of things to have fights over.
True.
Is this the one? I hate to say it's not that serious, but that's just kind of how I feel. If it's serious to you, that's a different thing. But I don't know. Jacob, good morning. It's Jerk or Justified. What do you think?
I think she's being a jerk about it.
What do you think she should do in this situation?
She should just give up about it. Because ex-wife being in his favorites, because they have a kid together.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, you got to keep the ex in there. If it's kid-related, they have to be easy to...
Makes sense.
Yeah, I get that. Jeff, good morning. Jerk or Justified, what do you think?
Jerk.
Tell us why.
Why the hell is she nosing around in his phone in the first place?
Oh, I didn't think about that. That's a good point. But now that we've established that she has, do you think she has an argument for being upset about not being one of his favorites?
No.
I love Jeff.
Guys are so simple. Like, you just say it how it is, and I love that about you. Ramon, what do you think? Jerk or Justified? Do you think she's being a jerk?
I'm actually going to disagree with everybody and go Justified. As someone who has a great memory and is OCD, I would have changed that a long time ago. Mm-hmm. 5 years, it's a lame excuse.
Really?
He's lying.
How many people do you guys have in your favorites?
Ooh, let's see.
Do
Androids have favorites?
Yes, you loser.
I just had to ask because I don't know if Androids have favorites. Like, where do you go? Where's that setting?
No, whenever Ramon texts us, we get a green text bubble. We're like, oh, man.
Here we go again.
I can tell you I have exactly zero people in my favorites.
There it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.